As Brother Jan mentioned, the Bible reading will come from Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 11 through 15, and I'm reading from the King James Version. And the Lord said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree. And ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Good for the Charles.
As Jan said, we're glad you're here this morning, and we'll take a few minutes to look at some things about success or failure. We're seeing the reading that Barry just did for us, that the Jews, time and again, failed. They could have been successful had they followed the instructions of God, had they followed His commandments, had they had the intents of their heart set on God and not on their own whims and the people around them and the temptations of the religious folks around them and the sins of the day. Yet, they failed. And you know, it's possible to fail in our life. It's possible to succeed in our life. It's possible for anyone to fail or succeed. I know most everyone that I talk to always wants to be successful, whether it be in their marriage, whether it be in their schoolwork, whether it be in their livelihood, the work they do for a living, whatever it is, we want to be successful in what we set out to do. It's just a good feeling. It's what we want. And we want success for others, both materially and physically and financially and especially spiritually. The reason I decided to do this lesson this morning is that recently the news has reported major bank failure in the United States. There was one, and then there was another. So there have been some major banks that have failed. Of course, there are some folks that jump in to bail some of those people out, and they fail. Failure comes oftentimes not only with individuals, but it can come in corporations, in cities, in banks. Those banks fail for some reason. In recent years, especially the last two or three or four years, there have been cities that have failed. Great parts of major cities in the United States of America have failed miserably. Things that were once thriving businesses and good places to be, folks will no longer go there because they're afraid for their lives. Those who are disobedient and don't obey the laws, they go in and they ransack, they steal, they burn, they tear down, have no respect for others or others' possessions. And so those cities fail. Many of those cities have failed because of their leadership. Some of those leaderships have no respect for God or His Word or what's right. They want to involve in things of the world, things of a fleshly nature, things of a worldly nature that's against truth, that's against God, and they're failing. They're failing miserably. So this morning, as we get to Jeremiah, where Barry just read, we see that the Jews failed, and then sometimes they will return. When they would obey God and follow the instructions of God, get their heart right with God, they could be successful. But when they fail to follow instructions, when they fail to have discipline, when they fail to follow the commands, When they failed to do as God instructed, they did fail in the sight of God. They were not successful. So we see then that there are reasons why the Jews failed. We see this morning that they failed, number one, because they had listened to deceptive and lying words, Jeremiah 7, 1 through 8. We can fail today in our lives as individuals, as families, as business people, as employers or employees, or as the church, if we listen to deceptive and lying words, because deceit will get you away from what's right, because deceit is wrong. Lies will get us away from what's right, because lies are wrong. And so people fail because they listen to deceitful and lying words. Oftentimes people fail spiritually because they listen to deceitful and lying words by religious people who are practicing religious in a way that's not in right in the sight of God, that are not in keeping with the will of God. And so they are led away by deceitful words. We can be deceived in on the job, in business, in our personal life, in our homes, if we follow deceitful and lying words. The Jews failed because they refused to hear God. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 13 and verse 26, they did not hear God. They didn't listen to God. God spoke to them. He gave them the will and the way. He gave them the commands, but they did not listen. They did not hear and follow through on what he told them. And so failure can come because people are led away by deceptive and lying words. They refuse to hear God. That's what happened to the Jews. The Jews failed because they worshipped in vain. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 17 and 18 and verses 30 and 31. And so if we're not careful today, we can fail in our life, in our worship to God, in our religious aspect of our life, the spiritual aspect in life, if we worship God in vain. So there are a number of reasons why these Jews that Barry read about in the Bible reading there in Jeremiah chapter 3, there are various reasons why they failed. They failed because they walked in their own counsel. They wanted to walk in their own counsel. This is what we want to do, so we're going to do it our own way. They walked in their own counsel and the stubbornness of their heart and went backward and not forward. That can happen to us today. It is happening to people today, and it has happened to people over the last hundreds of years and through the history of man, because they fail in the sight of God, fail miserably, because they walk in their own counsel. They think their ways, their ideas, their doctrines, and their thoughts are better than God's, and they walk in those ways, so they fail in the sight of God spiritually and in many other ways. They fail because they did not obey God or accept correction. Sometimes people get in a situation spiritually and they err. They get away from the Bible, so they're teaching error, they're following error, and they refuse to come out of that error and come back to the truth and follow the Scriptures. And that can happen in our personal life, in our daily life, in our family life. If we fail to follow good instructions, proper instructions, proper instructions, corrections that are right. If we fail to follow those, then we will fail also. Well, let's move along, and we can see that the Jews failed, and it can happen to me today in my life if I'm not careful spiritually. It is possible that I can fail and lose my soul as a Christian. It is possible that people can fail in their life and never come into obedience to God and lose their soul because they fail to hear the Word of God and believe it, repent of their sins, confess, and be baptized, so they stay in a failed situation because they stay in their sins. The only way to come to God and be successful is to come to Him in obedience and get forgiveness through the blood of Christ. So failure is possible today. The Jews failed, and it can happen to you and I. It can happen to us if we listen to deceptive words. Paul warned in Galatians 1, 6 through 10 that those people, he told them there's not but one gospel. But yet there are those who would pervert the gospel of Christ. And if any man preach any other gospel than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. He warned them about following deceptive words. 2 John verses 7 through 9 warns against following deceptive words. So people can fail if they listen to deceptive words. We can fail today just like the Jews did if we refuse to hear God. Matthew 7 verse 21, Jesus said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. So if we refuse to hear God, that means we're going to refuse to obey him. Jesus goes on in those verses and says, whosoever hears these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that builds his house on the rock. And the rains came and the floods descended and the house stood firm. If we build on the word of God, if we follow it, we can stand firm and we can be successful. But if we refuse to hear God, we're like the man that builds his house on the sand. And the rains came and the floods came and the sand washed away and the house fell and great was the fall thereof. So I need to be on guard every day. Everyone needs to be on guard every day lest we fail spiritually in our life or in our life materially, physically, or financially because we refuse to hear the proper instructions. We listen to deceptive and lying words. And we can fail today spiritually, just as the Jews did, if we worship in vain. Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 and 19, Jesus warned about vain worship. Teaching doctrines and the commandments of men is vain worship. Teaching and following the traditions of men is vain worship. John 4, 21 through 24, John said that if we're going to worship God, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Because why? Because God is a spirit. So it's possible for us to fail today if we listen to deceptive words, if we refuse to hear God, if we worship in vain. We can fail today if we walk in our own counsel and the stubbornness of our own heart. Anyone can take the Bible and read it and say, you know, I know that's what it says. And I know that's what God says. It's his word. But you know what? I think I'm going to do it my own way. I think I'm going to do what I want to do rather than what this says. And probably God will overlook me. A lot of people believe that. But the thing is, if we fail to follow God and walk in our own counsel and the stubbornness of our heart, then we're going to fail spiritually. We can't devise our own plan of salvation because there's not but one plan that's in the Bible. We cannot devise our own plan of what truth is and what wrong is because there's only one plan and that comes from God. God tells us what truth is. God is truth and his word is truth. Thy word is truth, Father. His word is truth. And so if we walk in our own counsel and the stubbornness of our heart, we're likely to believe a lie. We're likely to think something in our mind that's not truth. And if we obey the truth and walk in our own counsel, we can fail today and lose our soul because we did not obey the truth. Well, there's some safeguards that you and I can make in our life and able to help us to avoid failure spiritually and in other aspects of life also. Let's look at some of these this morning. Some safeguards to help us avoid failure in our life in relationship with God and our soul salvation so that we can get to heaven. Is to learn the truth from God. Learn the truth from God. Don't listen to our own intents of our own heart. Don't be stubborn. Don't be led by deceptive and lying words. Don't be led by the people around us that do not believe in God and are teaching error. Don't believe that. We can safeguard our failure if we learn the truth from God. John 8:32, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth sets us free from ignorance. It helps us to understand what God's will is and know the difference in God's will and men's will. The truth, when we obey it, can bring us into the right relationship with God and in the right relationship with others. Truth, then, will set us free from ignorance, from prejudice, from the temptations that we're going to give in to. We can learn to resist through the Word of God living in us and directing us and holding us up and giving us thought in our minds to resist. It helps us in that way. It can set us free from our sins because the Word of God calls us to repent. Romans 1, verse 16, Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So the good news that God gave is through his Son Jesus who died for our sins. And if we know the truth of it, it can let us know that we can be saved by obedience to the truth. As a matter of fact, Romans 10:17 says, that so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Truth is, we can't please God without faith. So if we come to God, we've got to have faith. How do we hear it? Through the word. So what can help us from falling? Learn the truth. Learn the truth, and God's word is truth. Another safeguard is to obey the truth. John 17 and verse 17, Jesus said, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. Obey the truth. To obey a lie is deceptive. To obey our own reasoning sometimes can be deceptive. We can learn the word of God, and we can learn what truth is. If we apply it to our life and obey it, that will be a safeguard to keep us from being a failure in our life before God. Another safeguard is that we can learn the truth, obey the truth, and walk in the truth. Obeying the truth and becoming a Christian, being baptized into Christ, and then continue our obedience in that, in the gospel, walking in the light, by walking in the truth. 3 John chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, Jesus said, for I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth, that is, how you are walking in truth. Walking in truth. Now, what can prevent us from walking in truth? Deceptive and lying words. People around us who teach false doctrine. Religious error that's leading us in the right direction. The wrong direction. The things in our own heart that pull us away. The lust of flesh, lust of eyes, the pride of life. These things pull us away from the truth. But if we walk in the truth, we can be as these people were in 3 John verses 3 and 4. He goes on to say, that is, how you are walking in truth, I have no greater joy than this, to hear that my children are walking in the truth. So, if I want to be safely following God, you'll be safely following God, we need to get in the Word and study it, learn it, obey it, and continue in the truth. Revelation 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I give you a crown of life. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that ye may know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Well, the people of Jeremiah's day, the people of Jeremiah's day had failed miserably. They had refused to hear God. They had gone away from the truth. They let deceptive and lying words lead them to vain worship. They walked in their own counsel and were stubborn at heart. They went backward and not forward. So what I can draw from this in Jeremiah as I read the condition of both sets of the Jews, Israel and Judah, they failed at various times. And they failed for the reasons we've discussed this morning. So in 2023, it's possible that I may fail in my life and not please God. It's possible that you may fail in your life and not please God. But it is possible to be successful. And we can be successful by listening to the Word of God, obeying the truth, continuing in the truth, so that we'll be successful in their life. I think everyone wants to be successful and get to heaven. Heaven is a beautiful place. Let's turn over to the book of Revelation and look at that just a minute, because Jesus said in the Gospel of John that I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, there I'll be, and you may come also. Let's go to the book of Revelation. Let's look at verse 21, or chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Think about how beautiful heaven must be. And that will entice us then and encourage us and make us want to be successful so that we can go to heaven so that we can be there and so that we can have that home forever and ever and ever. Over in Revelation chapter 2, it talks about verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of the street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Isn't it wonderful to know that we can be successful in life if we want to be? You know, success is a number of things, and we're going to look at those here in just a minute. But before we conclude, I want us to turn our Bibles to number 359 and just look at that song. Donald picked out some excellent songs this morning that were going along with our lesson about being successful. Victory in Jesus. The first song he sang, number 576, faith is a victory that overcomes the world. If we want to be victorious, number one, we've got to have faith in God. Number two, we've got to get into His Word and learn the truth and obey the truth and continue in it if we want to be successful. Number 359, if you will, let's sing the first and the last verse of this. First and last verse. Number 359.
I heard an old story, how our Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Spiritual success. We'll be successful spiritually, be saved and get to heaven, we've got to obey God, obey the truth. Success is not just a word or just one action. Success is more than personal satisfaction. Success takes effort and very good traction. Success requires turning from worldly attractions. Success can come if we learn God's instructions. Success will continue if we follow His directions. I want to be successful, don't you? I want to get to heaven. Well, success is to hear Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, enter the joys of the Lord." Let's heed the warnings that are given in Jeremiah throughout the Bible. Let's stick with the truth, believe the truth, obey the truth, and continue in the truth. So what? So that we can faithfully live and serve God and hear Him say, "Enter the joys of the kingdom." That's our goal, and we can get there if we don't let things around us cause us to faith. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, why not be baptized into Christ? We can assist you in that if that's your desire. Maybe you're here this morning and you're a child of God and you have something in your life you need to correct. Something's caused you to fail in serving God faithfully. If that's the case, then you can pray to God and get forgiveness. If we can help you with prayer, please come while Donald leads us in the invitation song.
Would turn to number 164, the depth of God's love. We'll sing all three verses of this song to help prepare our minds to partake of the Lord's Supper. Oh, the depth and the riches of God's saving grace flowing down from the cross for me. There the debt for my sins by the Savior was paid in His suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid in His suffering on Calvary. How my heart humbly bows in His presence today when I think of His agony. By His stripes I am freed from the bondage of sin through His suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid in his suffering on Calvary. Oh, what marvelous mercy, what infinite love, what immeasurable grace I see. By his blood I am cleansed, I am happy and free, through his suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid in his suffering on Calvary.
Time now to partake of the Lord's Supper. Let's remember Christ, what he did for us. Remember that he died on the cross for us, a cruel death. Let us pray for the bread, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day and its many blessings. We're thankful for this opportunity we have together around thy table. We're thankful for this bread which represents Christ's body upon the cross. May we partake of it in a way and manner be well pleasing to thee. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's give thanks for the cup, the fruit of the vine. Dear Father, we're thankful for this day and its many blessings. We're thankful for this cup, the fruit of the vine. May we examine ourselves and partake of it in a worthy manner. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This concludes the Lord's Supper. May we come together upon the first day of the week. We're also to give we have prospered. We have the opportunity to do so at this time. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day's many blessings. We'll thank this opportunity we have to come together to thank you for all the material blessings that you have bestowed upon us, of food, of shelter, sunshine, rain, clothing. We're thankful for jobs that we have so we can support our families and help give to those to spread the gospel. Let us do so in a cheerful way. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
would open up to number 213. Here we are but straying pilgrims. We'll sing the first and the last verses of this and then be dismissed in prayer. We'd like to again thank everyone for your presence today. Just remember those that were mentioned as being sick, those that are recovering from surgeries, those that are about to undergo surgery. I'd like to thank Charles for the